Now, you told us a little bit about your wife. She was an English teacher.
She was an English teacher.
Did you have children?
Yes, I have a son.
You have a son.
I have a son, and I have now a great-grandchild, because my son, of course, he grew up, and he was sort of became quite aware of my background. He was genuinely interested. He was, you know, pumping me for information. And the word originally was out that one shouldn't. But when my son showed genuine interest in my background, I colored things a little bit, because you don't. And then later on, of course, I was able to. My book is rather explicit. I don't know whether that's the word, but I wrote an honest book where I am not hesitating to or not afraid to talk about my background in an honest kind of way.
What year was this? What year was this when you started talking to your son?
How old was he?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I think he was naturally curious at the age of 10. Mm-hmm. He was.
And
he already wanted.
When was he born?
He was born. Jesus, 1980. Two or something.
82? You sure not earlier? 60? How old is he now?
No. What 19, am I talking 19, about?
52, oh, no. 62?
Yes, he is 62.
He's 62, yes. So he's 1952.
52, yes. By the way, there are too many numbers up
it's
here.
It's okay, that's why we asked.
That's okay.
Make it yeah. This way we're able to
yeah.
digitize this.
Yes, yeah.
To make
yeah.
very clear that that's
yes,
what it is.
Yes, right. Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah,
so,
and then,
so it was in the early mid-60s.
Yes, yes.
When you started talking about this.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he was the only one that you were talking to him about this?
Or when did you start?
Oh, no, he wasn't the only one, because I was invited to speak to different venues, mm-hmm. and albeit my presentation usually is cognizant that you don't hit kids over the head with a hammer.
Were you invited to speak after you had stopped teaching?
When I was when I was named National Teacher of the Year, but I also spoke way before that.
Okay, but was it after you finished teaching in 1981 when you started speaking?
No.
Before that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, was like a couple of years before, in the 70s? Because I don't remember a lot of people speaking before the mid-70s.
I don't remember either, but I mean, it wasn't that general area.
Did you speak in synagogues?
Synagogues.
As opposed to schools at that time,
and
in the early
right,
time?
And then later schools.
No. Can you remember the first time you spoke in public about this?
No. Okay. I don't remember.
Did it have anything, was it at all related to... In 1979, there was a series called The Holocaust.
Yes.
Did you see that, number one?
Yes, I saw that.
And were you speaking prior to that?
Or
was that around the time when
around
you started?
Around the time.
Because that's what I've heard, that a lot of people, right after that, there was sort of this explosion of people saying, I can speak in public, and people wanted to hear more about it.
By the way, it was a challenge. But I also felt that it was a responsibility, mm-hmm. you know. And there were times when I was very upset as I was talking, because you dig up things. And by the way, when I talk, it's inclusive in the sense that I'm not. My past is not only as a Holocaust survivor. I had a past. I had a childhood. That kind of thing. And as a matter of fact, it's a more complete kind of presentation, in the sense that it doesn't say, okay, 19 so and so, I was taken to whatever forced labor camp. I am actually, in a sense, very proud of how things turned out in an evolutionary way rather than starting with a particular date that has to do strictly with the Holocaust. For example, I speak with nostalgia and with great pride about poverty. In my heroic mom, the way she handled it. I mean, some of the things are so charming, are so incredible. I wore my brother's trousers on the Sabbath day, the ones he wore during the week, because I didn't have my own. And so they were a little bit biggish on me. So I learned how to amuse the family. I played the clown, and I pulled the trousers and forward and sideways. Everyone was hysterical. They were laughing. And I think that most human beings are capable of softening their past by way of humor. Humor is such a gift given by the Lord to us, you know.